Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so glad you made time to see me. How's life? Tell me, how's your family? I haven't seen them in a while. You've been good, busier than ever. With small talk, work and the weather. Your guard is up and I know why. Because the last time you saw me, it still burned in the back of your mind. You gave me roses and I left them there to die.
Show. If you'd like to speak to Lauren, the number is 347-884-8245. Lauren's connecting with us from Australia, and here is Lauren.
Hello, everyone. So lovely to connect with you all today. All right, so today's topic, we are going to be discussing opening up your heart chakra to receive love. So to start off with, perfect song for this topic is what I was planning on doing to start off with was to cleanse out old relationships and Heartbreak. So perfect song. Thank you, Taylor Swift. Thank you to your perfect song for bringing up all this energy that's here to be released now. So everyone take a nice deep breath in and out. Yeah, that's it. So just allow all the emotions from past relationships. These can include romantic relationships, bosses, parents, friends, anyone. Take a nice deep breath in and out. So we're going to bring in Archangel Michael, the I command right now in this moment that Archangel Michael cut my cords on my behalf. Beautiful. Take a nice deep breath in and out. That's it. So just allow Archangel Michael to go through and cut the negative cords of attachment still have or someone has towards you. Allow Archangel Michael to cut those cords. Do you have a specific person you would like to cut the cords to? Repeat their name out loud. Beautiful, that's it. Spirit, if you don't want to say it out loud. Yeah, that's it. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Beautiful. Archangel Raphael is now present too. If you're willing for Archangel Raphael to cleanse you with his green light, say yes out loud. Beautiful. Take a deep breath in. Yes, 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 yes. Beautiful. Feel the green light radiating through your body, through your head, through your throat, through your arms, your hands, right to your fingertips. Going straight down to your shoulders. All those burdens been lifted. Yeah, that's it. Take a nice deep breath in. Oh. And again. Oh. That's it. Feel this beautiful green light from Archangel Raphael. Moving straight into your heart chakra, clearing out all the old, feel all the energy that no longer serves you, that is holding you back. Feel it being released from your body right now. Yeah, take a nice deep breath in and breathe out all that yucky energy. Beautiful. All right, we're going to connect now to Mother Earth. So feeling your root chakra on your feet, on the ground. Feel the roots glowing from your feet. Like a strong tree, down, down, into the center of Mother Earth. Beautiful. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Feeling the roots from your feet. Going straight to to the center of Mother Earth. Yeah, that's it. Take a nice deep breath and then breathe in Mother Earth's energy. Oh, beautiful. All right. So let's get into this beautiful heart activation now that we've cleared the energy. We can now bring in and elevate the vibration of your heart so that you can receive. Beautiful. So for those of you who still have their eyes open, if you would like to close them for this part, you're more than welcome to, or you can keep them open. That's completely up to you. So taking a nice deep breath in. See a beautiful golden heart radiating above your heart chakra. You see this beautiful golden heart. And when you look at it, you feel love. You feel light. You feel unconditional love. Oh, take a deep breath in and breathe in that beautiful energy that this golden heart represents. Oh, this golden heart that's above your heart chakra. This is your heart. Yeah, this is your heart. You have always had a golden heart. Take a nice deep breath in. Oh, repeat after me. I have always had a golden heart. Beautiful. Take a nice deep breath in. Beautiful. Feel and see this beautiful golden heart expanding. Feeling bigger and bigger. This is your aura. It's now even bigger than your aura. Yeah, that's it. Take a nice deep breath in and breathe out and expand that golden aura even bigger, even larger. Yeah, that's it. Every time you breathe out, you're expanding the golden heart. Yeah, that's it. Take a nice deep breath in. Oh. A lot of you may feel light-headed, so breathing through, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Beautiful. This beautiful golden heart has expanded as big as this universe, as big as this earth. Is it how much love you have? You love infinitely. There is no end to your love. Take a nice deep breath in. Oh. Right in front of you, there's a beautiful golden door. Open up the door and go through.
when you enter the doorway, you look around and you just feel at home. You feel breathless how much love there is around you. Looking around at all the beautiful golden furniture. This is the room of everything you've ever desired. This is also the room the part of you that connects you to the universe, to Source, to God. Take a nice deep breath in and breathe in how much the universe, God, and Source loves you. Yeah, that's it. Now we're going to expand this beautiful golden heart and feel it radiating above our heart chakra again. We're going to merge it with our heart chakra, the way it has always been. It was just an illusion that our golden heart was separate.
We have a caller.
From our heart chakra. It has always been connected. Feel your heart chakra and the golden heart merging right now in this moment. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Feel the beautiful golden heart energy merging throughout your body. Throughout your life. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Beautiful. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Beautiful. Michael, do we have a caller? Did we?
Yes, we do. Let's see if he's. Yes, he's from. Let's get him pulled up. He's from India, and let's bring him on to the show. And can we get your first name again?
Yeah, my name is Anshul.
What was that for?
Anshul.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Beautiful.
I have
so
a
what
query.
What was your question?
My question is that I find that while I'm talking to people, I get opinionated and easily irritated during my conversation.
Mhm. So you find that you're getting irritated when you're talking to people, do you?
Yeah, I mean, if something comes up that is not according to my expectation, then instead of listening to it without any judgment, I get irritated, and which reflects, I mean, at times I'm not in control of that.
So take a nice deep breath in and out. So pick a person in particular that you find when you speak to you become irritated with. So have you got a person in mind?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so take a nice deep breath in and out. So when you think of this person, how does it make you feel?
It feels like that we are not able to align or think similarly.
Okay, so take a nice deep breath in. So what I'm going to do is we're going to... Would you be willing to shift this energy?
Yes.
Into thinking that you have to be aligned with someone? So take a nice deep breath in. And out. Okay. So just imagine a purple hat above your head. That's it. So this is a beautiful purple merlin hat. Imagine it spinning around. Yeah, that's it. So this is a hat of joy, of infinite love. Of infinite wisdom. Of infinite sight and understanding. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Yeah, that's it. Feel that beautiful purple energy that represents everything I've just said flowing through. That's it. Now going to imagine beautiful purple bells around our wrists and our ankles. Yeah, that's it. We're going to move our wrists and our ankles. The more we move, the more we activate beautiful energy. Ooh, take a nice deep breath in and out. So what's coming through for me just now, for you, and the reason why you may be getting irritated, is that when we do become irritated with other people, it's usually because that person is showing us a part of us that we're not willing to see. So if you look at this person and write down a list of things that make you upset or frustrate you, you'll be able to identify why this person, whenever they speak or when they try to talk to you, that you've become irritated. Another part of it too is that you may have unresolved issues with this person as well. So going through and writing a letter that you don't send, but it's about just releasing those emotions, pent up emotions that you've or resentment or whatever it is that's causing this, just to be released. So would you be willing to to do some of those activities and see how that goes for you.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Yeah, I mean, if you do need some assistance with that, please send me an email, and I'm more than happy to take you through some of those processes to help resolve it for you. Beautiful. Thank you very much for calling in today. And thank you so much to everyone for such an amazing show. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is lauren.butterflytransformation@gmail.com. Or you could check out my Facebook page, which is the Determined Butterfly Transformation. So thank you again to everyone for such a beautiful show and opening up to receiving beautiful love.
Okay, we thank you for the show and sharing with us so much, Lauren. That is beautiful and wonderful. And this is going to end this episode, but everybody redial as our next show will start back up. Thank you.